Well, Coach, head into the final weekend of the regular season. I guess, you know, kind of looking at the regular season on the dual team side, you end up 30-2 on the year. Just your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think that's a neat thing. I think it's pretty good, pretty impressive record when you get to 30 wins in the regular season. And to go 30-2, I mean, I probably wouldn't have predicted that coming into the season. And I think there's been some matches that and some duels that we could have lost, but I feel like we've performed and competed well, and there's been some kids that maybe on paper shouldn't have won matches they did, but that's the cool thing about wrestling is, you know, you got to go out there and put it on the mat, and if you battle and fight and stay in the match, you never know what can happen, and so I'm proud of our kids and the effort that they put out there to compete hard, and like I said, I think 30 wins is something that doesn't happen every year, and to go 30-2 in the regular season, something to be proud of.
Yeah, and you're 30-2, and it, you know, one thing you always kind of look at with a long season like that is, you know, usually you have a match or two maybe where you stub your toe or something like that. The only people you lost to were very highly ranked folks.
Yeah, we lost the currently ranked number one and currently ranked number three teams, and you know, we feel like we've improved enough to the point where we'd have a good shot to beat him if we face off again. So hopefully we'll get those opportunities down the road and to at least face one of them in a trophy match at the state tournament. And, you know, that's one of those things that, you know, it's, we've beaten the number five, I think, number six, you know, several other highly ranked teams. And, you know, our schedule's pretty tough. And we do have some duels in there where you know, they've been a little bit lopsided, but we also have had a lot of tough duels, and obviously our tournament schedule is pretty good, and we'll wrap up this weekend at Litchfield, and looks like a really strong tournament based on seeding stuff on track wrestling, and so it looks like it'll be a really good tournament, a lot of good matches, and be good for a spectator and good for our kids competing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good to have a tournament like this heading in for it to be a strong tournament, especially, isn't it?
Yeah, I think our best kids will get tested and you know, going into the regional. And I think that, you know, all of our kids will have opportunities to win matches and gain experience and as they prepare for the regional. But like I said, it's big that everybody's getting pushed late in the season, and there's going to be some really tough brackets, and I really think our sectional is really deep this year. I started looking through some of the rankings, and we have a lot of guys that are going to be battling hard to try to get to the state tournament. But, you know, I think the top end of our sectional is as good as it's ever been, and with some of the highly ranked kids and number one ranked kids, and you know, so obviously you got to produce that come the state series, and you know, rankings are, you know, more of a spectator type thing to look at, but it does give you a feel for where kids are at, and you kind of look through the list, and there is a lot of tough kids in the South, and I think our sectional will be really good and something that can go up to Champaign and produce.
You know, talking about the seedings and the rankings and things like that, and I know we've talked about this in the past, but with a strong schedule you wrestle, you're going to take a lump or two here and there, and sometimes people don't factor that in as well as they should.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at someone's record, you know, and it's 30-3 versus, you know, maybe 25-11. But, you know, there's a big difference who those 11 losses are to and who those 3 losses are to. And there's other people that go out and wrestle tough schedules too. And but, yeah, I think that a lot of good coaches are smart enough to factor in who the losses are to and against and the schedule. And sometimes people don't understand that. So you got to go out there and make it happen. And like I said, you know, the rankings are kind of something that, you know, is more for the fans, and I try to keep the kids away from it because I think they put the block in their head or gives them, you know, too much to think about. They need to just focus on, you know, the plan to success and follow through with that. So stay away from that, and hopefully their parents and friends and stuff will, you know, keep that away from them and let them just kind of focus on the process of what we're trying to do.
Well, those things can get in your head too. If you're facing somebody that's ranked ahead of you, you can let that kind of factor in a little bit too much when it comes to you go out there. You don't want to put that into a factor to let yourself be down going out there or anything too.
Right. And I think that for the most part, kids do a good job of going out there with confidence and belief in themselves. And, you know, we're all human, and, you know, there's times where when you're going out there to compete where you have some doubts in your head and you're not as confident as you are at other times. But I think that's part of the battle of learning how to focus. And I think when you kind of turn your focus to, you know, your warm up and you kind of visualize what you're trying to do is in terms of your shots and your setups and the things that you're going to do to score the positions, you kind of see those types of things, and it gives your brain something to focus on besides just the result of things. And I know it's, you know, sounds kind of psychological, but it really is. You know, you just got to focus on the right things and kind of visualize things before you go out there, and I think it puts you in a good spot mentally to do the best you can. You know, that's what I tell the kids. If you go out there and you wrestle the best you can, you get beat, I mean, you just got to shake hands and go start working on things and practice to try to get better at it. And, but if you go out there and hold back and you wrestle cautiously and because you're too worried about winning to losing, then, you know, obviously that's not going to be a good situation, and it's going to kind of almost compound itself to where it gets in your head more and more, and you overthink things. I think that that's a real important part of the sport, and you can see kids get on a roll and where they're just kind of focused in on the wrestling and not worried about the results. And, you know, obviously we're very results-driven. It's pretty easy to read a scoreboard. And but to kind of focus in on the process, and, you know, obviously it's all cliche stuff, but there's a reason why it's that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, all sports are mental, but especially a sport when you're out there by yourself. If you go out there with not a good mental hold on what's going on, you're going to struggle.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting challenge that you bring up, you know, going out there one at a time and kind of spotlight on you. But, you know, it's a fun challenge too. You know, obviously there's no one to really blame or make excuse. I guess someone could blame the official, but, you know, that's obviously a losing mentality anyway. So, but yeah, it's an interesting dynamic to the sport and you know, I'm proud of our kids and the way they compete. And I feel like that helps make them stronger as people too, and to have that challenge. And you know, at the end of the day, you know, I told them, you know, we're going to care about you the same whether you win or you lose, but we just want to help you try to achieve your goals and get you there. And we think that we can if you listen. And I feel like that's one thing that I've been probably most happy about this year is how coachable our kids have been. I feel like we have a lot of enthusiastic kids that believe what we tell them and they think that it's going to work. And they're willing to do it. I think that makes a big difference too.
Yeah, you've had that's another thing to bring up, a big number of freshmen, a big number of underclassmen, obviously no seniors this year. So definitely been different when it comes to that.
Right. And really some of our juniors are getting really their first crack at the varsity lineup too. So they're fairly inexperienced when it comes to varsity wrestling. And, you know, we've had a few that started for us last year and even maybe as a freshman year, but you know, kind of Arton's first time being a starter and Dion really being the first time as a true starter, and you know, some of those guys are working through things too, so feel like they're growing in their confidence and what they can do. And like I said, with some of our freshmen, they've wrestled a lot, but it's still a new experience, and I think they've gotten really comfortable at this point. And I think that, you know, one thing we've been talking about is just growing as a team and our relationship with each other and how strong our bond is. And I think that'll get you through those big matches at the end. And you know, kind of that caring about each other and kind of pulling the rope the same direction type stuff. And so just everything we can do this last 5 weeks to make our team stronger, you know, in terms of our bond and also our ability to wrestle.
And that's a week from now. We're going to be at the postseason, be at the regional, but this weekend's one more chance to hone in and help yourself out a little bit before you go to the postseason.
Yeah, and we'll get to really sit down and focus on some things next week, because we'll have, you know, five practices and just one competition at the end of the week. And so it's kind of a good week to, you know, we'll get a bunch of matches in this weekend, probably 40, 50 matches overall, and really give us a chance to kind of hone in on last few things and maybe coach some individual things and make the prep for the regional and just make sure we're in shape and ready to go. And it's always fun to start the stretch run and kind of starts here with Litchfield, and it's a good 2 days. And they're splitting the gyms tonight. Wrestling will start at 5:30, and you know, we'll have upper weights in one gym and lower weights in the other, and then Saturday I'll be back into one gym and more traditional tournaments. So it's always good for us, and we're looking forward to that, and then getting into the regional and hopefully coming away with that team championship.
Yeah, that's no, Coach. I haven't talked about it really this year, but obviously falling last year in the regional and ending the string, it was disappointing. But it's time to start a new one this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as far as that goes, I mean, it's one of those things where we didn't give it away. I mean, Auburn took it, and
yep.
And we did. I feel like we did all we could do. I mean, we won about every match and got bonus points in that last round, and they just had a couple huge wins, and so. It's one of those things where you can't really be upset about it. You know, obviously it's part of it, and it was probably going to happen at some time. So, like you said, we'll start a new streak this year and see if we can go 30 years and you know, just start 1 year at a time and different kids. And it'll be fun to get them in there and get them going. Obviously, hosting the sectional this year on the individual side kind of adds another bonus to it, that chance to come home and wrestle in our gym again, and kind of have the home mat advantage and being the home gym and having a good crowd. We always have a lot of people turn out for the sectional, and to see that, and I think it's something that's always helped us over the years, having that thing at home. And so hopefully we can get all of our individuals through. We're going to be able to fill all 14 weights, I believe, and hopefully we can qualify at every weight. Top three guys move on and then go from there.
You know, and hosting the sectional, Coach, and I know it's pretty much become a every other year thing at this point. I know you kind of share with Carterville at this point, but getting to host it, getting that opportunity, I know it takes a lot of people to make it happen, and you've got a lot of people that help out with that, but it's still really nice to be at home.
Yeah, it is some work, and especially on the front side of it, but once you get people that are kind of used to doing certain jobs, kind of hopefully they'll play that same role again and then get everything lined out, and then once it gets rolling, it's usually pretty smooth sailing. And but yeah, getting to be at home, I think, you know, obviously we go to tournaments all the time, and it's not that big a deal, but I just, you know, being home is nice, and I'll take the little bit extra work to be able to host and be able to wrestle at home and have the advantage to come along with that.